Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to lift you up and glorify you on today, God, because you are the King of kings and you are the Lord of lords. You are great and you are greatly to be praised, and there is nobody that is like you in all the earth. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are great and greatly to be praised. And right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to exalt you and lift you up. We want to give you our best praise and our best worship. We're not going to worry about who here, who not. But we're going to give you our hearts on this morning, God. We're going to give you any and everything that's in our hearts, God. Because we do not want to be wrapped up and consumed. So we're going to empty ourselves out right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to exalt you. We want to clap our hands, God. We want to stomp our feet. We want to give you what is due to you, Father God, with the very fruit of our lips. Because that's why you created us, Lord. We don't want to be modest. We're not trying to be cute. We're not trying to lead to our own understanding in doing it. We're not going to go shut now. Oh God. But we're going to look unto you right now for me. We're going to bless you right now, God, because you are worthy, Lord. There is nobody else that deserves it more than you. You are the one that deserves it. We are not going to be so wrapped up and consumed, God, with the cares of this world and this life that we cannot bless you. We're not going to allow these struggles and these situations, Father God, to hinder us from simply giving you our best. Oh, God, we want to bless you on today, God. Hallelujah. 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 We dare not exalt anything or anybody higher than you. And if by chance we have, we want to put it down right now, God, because you are the great I am. You are omnipotent. You are omnipresent. There's nobody, Father God, that can compare. Nobody that in Okoshana that is even equal. You are a great God. Hallelujah. You say into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. So we're going to do it on today, God. We're going to enter in, Father God. We're going to enter in, Lord, with a thanksgiving and a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want you to know that we are thankful today, God. We are thankful that you allowed us to see another day. We thankful that you allowed us to have our right mind, because we could have been a lunatic. We could have been confused, not knowing who or where we were. But you allowed us to have stability in our minds. And we thank you, God. We thank you for the activities of our limbs on today, God. Because we could have been lame or even crippled. But you allowed us to have that deal, Koshakne, like I see. And even if it is a deficiency, God, it could be worse. We want to thank you for that. We thank you for the deficiency. We thank you on today, God. Oh, my mind, little Koshia. We thank you for any and everything that you are doing in our lives. We thank you for the food on our table, the clothes on our backs, the roof over our head, and even the cars you give us to drive. We thank you for even giving us a man or even want to come into your sanctuary. The weather didn't stop us from coming in, God. Oh, God, an aching pain didn't stop us from coming in, God. We did not deprive ourselves of the assembly of the brethren. Oh, my mind, little local shana. Oh, God, and we want to thank you. We want to thank you all today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the good as well as the bad. We want to thank you for covering us, Father God, even as we travel the highways and the byways. We just want to thank you all today, God. We want to give you our gratitude. We want you to know that we appreciate you. Hallelujah. We want you to know, Jesse, call that in El Koshana. Hey, God. And we welcome you into this sanctuary. We welcome you into our hearts. We welcome you into our minds. Let your glory train be in here on today, God. He'll deliver and set your people free. Oh, God, he called it in El Koshana. Oh, God. Let your will, your way, your and your plan be done within this place, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That your people will understand. Open up their understanding that they will not lead to their own understanding. Remove any distractions on today, God. Out of the minds. And even out of the hearts. Oh God, I'm asking you to complete the work that you begun in each and every last one of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not get into a place of being stuck. We would not continually and repetitively, Father God, fall back into that place of doing that same thing. Oh God, I'm asking you, oh God, be in the midst and keep your angels in here, Father God, down each and every last one of these pews individually for each and every last one of us, because you know what we need, God. You number the hairs on our head. You know what we don't need, God. I'm asking you to sever that religious spirit on today, Father God. Oh, my mind, need a locosia. Sever that spirit of tradition on today, God. Oh, my mind, need a locosia. Oh God, let your word go forth quick and powerful, Father God. He called it a locosia. That we may be able to consider, reconsider, and then consider again. Consider every prayer that's on the altar, God. And even the ones that's down in, inside of our hearts that we don't even tell anybody about, God. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God. That the change will come. I'm asking you to do it even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. I'm excited and I'm anxious about the sermon on today because of what the Lord has shared with me. And I'm even going to stop this music because I just want to share this with you guys on today, because we are so narrow-minded. And in the midst of us being so narrow-minded, we have a tendency of being blinded by what is really standing right in front of us. A lot of us as people, and I ain't talking about men and women of God, I'm talking about as people is walking around with our eyes open wide shut because we keep on doing the same thing and acting the same way. Why are you saying it like that, Pastor? Because, I'm going to tell y'all what the Lord told me this morning. First, he made a statement yesterday when we had, when we was on the prayer line. And the statement that, it was either yesterday or the day before. This is what he said to me. I'm telling y'all, God is awesome. And I'm so excited because the things that he is telling us and teaching us now is helping us to be able to be free and cope with, say the next. The next. Listen to this. So this is what the Lord told me. This thing is deep to me. I don't know about nobody else. He said, we as people have a tendency of always saying, oh, it's hard for me not to do this. It's hard for me to stop doing this. It's hard for me to get over that hurt or that pain. It's hard for me to do that. It's hard for me not to remember this. It's hard for me. Guess what he said? He said, it ain't hard. You just got to choose to do it. So, and him saying that to us the other day, let me tell you what he told me this morning. God keep blowing me and blowing me. This is why he say here little, there little. He don't give it all to you at one time, because of what he give you at that moment, we got to first chew and digest so we won't get indigestion. We won't get heartburn. It won't regurgitate. It won't come back up. So this morning, he said, I'm really trying not to get ahead of myself. When I tell y'all that the master opened up a revelation on it, and I done preached these scriptures before. We going to the book of Romans, y'all. I done preached these scriptures before. I done said these scriptures over and over and over again. We always look at one another in different ways because of different things that they do or even how they act. When the Lord told me this morning, he said, all y'all are addicts. Did y'all hear that? I say, we addicts? I said, but Lord, I don't do that. He said, see what I'm saying? You lean to your own understanding when I say that. He say, you thinking I'm talking about cigarettes or drugs. That's part of it too. because it's controlling you. Anything that controls you, you're addictive to it. You're an addict. Okay. The name of the sermon today is Addictions of an Addict. And then he put a colon and say, acceptance by confession. Everybody know or have heard or even seen on TV, when you go to NAAA or any of these group meetings, or it can be a grieving group. Do y'all know that that's an addiction too? Grief is an addiction. Depression is an addiction. Unhappiness is an addiction. Hate is an addiction. Don't y'all know resentment is addictions? Don't y'all know? Okay. Y'all don't believe me. I'm going to prove it today in the word. See, he allowed us to be able to recognize the things that he had me to preach through our everyday life. But the scriptures is the evidence that is there. But we don't want to accept it. When an addict or whatever go to a meeting or a group or whatever they call it, a new person is just going to sit there when everybody else has accepted it and confessed. My name is Yvette and I'm an addict. My name is Yvette and I am an alcoholic. My name is Yvette. They stand up and they confess. Why? Because they accepted it. They accepted it. It's this individual that I know. I keep telling him that he's an addict. You an addict and you an alcoholic. I ain't no alcoholic. I just be drinking. I say that's what make you an alcoholic. Because you don't want to accept that you are. But you can't go without it. That's your breakfast. That if you don't have it, you shake it. I'm going to prove all this. Okay. I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay. The name of the sermon today is Addictions of an Addict. Acceptance by Confessions. Addiction. It's a compulsive, chronic, physiological or psychological need for a habit, forming substance, listen, behavior. Say I'm an addict. Say your name and I'm an addict. My name is Yvette and I'm an addict. Because our behavior is an addiction. Did y'all hear what I say? Baby, sometimes when you so used to drama or confusion or stuff going on, or when God do try to pull you out of it, you can't help but to keep being drawn to it. I'm proving to you. Romans chapter 7, I'm going to prove it to y'all. Addictions of an addict. Listen to this. An addiction is a compulsive, chronic, physiological or psychological need for a habit, forming substance, behavior, or activity having harmful physical, psychological, or social. Your behavior affects your social life. And what is social? Communication. Say communication. Okay. And typically causing well-defined symptoms such as anxiety, irritability, tremors, or nausea upon withdrawal of substance. Sometimes our addictions causes us to be irritable because we have not practiced them, or we're trying to stop ourselves from practicing them. If you so use to trying to get your point across, or prove something, or whatever, and you can't, do you not get irritable? You addicted to it. You addicted to it, and so it make you so irritable, you raise the volume of your voice, you get mad, you want to fight. Say, I'm an addict.
I'm an addict.
I'm an addict. Listen to this. Addiction is a compulsive, chronic, physiological or psychological need for a habit, forming substance, behavior, or activity having harmful physical, psychological, or social effects and typically causing well-defined symptoms. Okay, now what is an addict? Listen to this. This gonna blow y'all. An addict is one strongly inclined to do, use, or indulge in something repeatedly. Why you always mad when somebody telling you the truth? You indulging in and repeating that kind of, you an addict. Okay, listen. A person with a strong and habitual liking for something. I like to get back at people. That's a grudging spirit. You an addict. That's a vengeful spirit. If you sitting down and you premeditating on how you gonna get somebody back or what you gonna do to make them feel as miserable as you, then you're an addict. It ain't gotta be no weed, cigarettes, drinking, sex. It ain't gotta be, don't you know them telephones is addictive? You're an addict. Just everybody in here say, I'm an addict.
I'm an addict.
I'm an addict. We was in the car, and as soon as my granddaughter sat down in the car, she said, give me my tablet. I say, nope, you're going to save it. You're going to save the juice for, you know. She said, okay. And then we got to church, and then as soon as we got to church, she said, you can give me my tablet now. I say, no. You still going to sit? So she loud, and she's saying what? I'm an addict. I take my grandson's phone from him. He cried. Because he's an addict. It's a... My oldest. 16 years old. He'll be 17 soon. The oldest. So I'm an addict. It makes you irritable. I tell her, I say, don't you play on that tablet in the church while we having service. She'll look at me and be... Oh, she be pouting. Because you an addict. I'm just saying how we are addicts to our very own thoughts. Now let's get here. Let's get here. Come on, come on. To our very own thoughts. We so used to looking in the mirror at what we don't like until we can't embrace what we can't see. You see, because God see the best in us, we don't. We look at, and it can be so habitual and addictive until you don't think that you look worth anything. Listen, somebody can come to you and say one thing about your appearance. Not to belittle you or to make you feel some type of way. But because that one thing is said, that addiction that you already got, it makes you irritable. It triggers some things inside of you. And it causes your behavior, which is a social effect, to take effect. Is y'all following me? That hurt you experience. That pain you experience. Let's talk about this again up here. What we say? Oh, that always happened to me. You an addict if you keep on. So is it really the folk that's doing it to us? Or are we doing it to ourselves because of our own addictions? Think about it. I mean, seriously. Now, the Lord has been giving us tools to help us to be able to give it. If you keep on that, how is you going to forget the past when you're addicted to it? I'm just going to walk like David. How is you going to forget the past when you're addicted to it? You addicted to that hurt. You addicted to that pain. You so addicted to it, baby, you think on it. You sleep on it. You dream on it. You eat on it. You talk on it. You say, I'm an addict. And I'm addicted to stuff that ain't good for me. And I think about it. Now you know that man and that woman ain't good for you. Because when you ain't with them, you see growth. You see prosperity. But then when you do be with them, it's almost like you lose everything. You can't keep nothing. Ain't got nothing. Ain't had nothing. Say, I'm addicted. We are addicted to stuff that causes our behavior to be so repetitively until we get addicted to acting like that. I'm addicted to being offended by any and everything that is said to me because I'm always defending myself. That's an addiction, baby. It ain't people offending you. That's the addiction inside of you that think that you got to be defending yourself because of your own insecurities. Because of your own lack of acceptance. Ooh, he had me. He let me have it this morning, y'all. Listen. Acceptance by confession. Acceptance to agree to receive whether willingly or reluctantly. How many times it's hard for us to accept it? How many times it's hard for us to even confess it? Listen, on accept. You ain't going to confess absolutely nothing if you first don't accept that it is true. I'm not going to agree with you that I have a bad attitude because I don't think I have a bad attitude. I don't think that's true. We're going to NAAA of that.
First steps to recovery.
The first steps to recovery is admittance. If you don't first admit it, what's the name of the sermon today? Because what the buzz came in. Addictions of an addict. Acceptance back of faith. Now mind you, he ain't just talking about weed and getting high and what you call that other stuff, the monkey, I'm finna call it the monkey, but I don't even know. The drawers, the art stuff. I ain't just talking about that. I'm talking about our behavior. I'm talking about our thoughts. I'm talking about our actions, our reactions. I'm talking about our, say my ways. I'm addicted because I am like this and I ain't changing for nobody because you're addicted to being just like that. It's an addiction. But we're not going to confess it. You always hollering and screaming at somebody. You always, no, I ain't hollering and screaming. Yes, you are, because you are addicted to it. It has become, say, the normal. It become the normal to you. You don't know you hollering and screaming because you are so addicted to it. And so it's the norm. It's habitual. Addiction of an addict. He talking about us. He want to get us right. He want us to be able to recognize what's going on in inside of us. He want us to be able to recognize these things, confess them, admit and take accountability, and not without any shame, embarrassment, fear, hesitation. Because that's the first thing to what you say, recovery? To recovery. And he had me to preach, what, 3-4 Sundays ago that he came. He was anointed to come and recover us. He want to recover us. He want to recover us. Come on, y'all. Let's go to Romans. I'm going to prove it to you. To confess is to tell and make known something, such as something wrong or damaging to oneself, as in to admit. It's to disclose one's faults, to unburden one's sins, or the state of one's conscience to God or to others. It's to make an acknowledgement of something unpleasant as true or valid. We don't want, if somebody tell you that you think you know it, let me tell you, I was talking to my God sister the other day. I always use her for an example. So she in Michigan and she be listening to it. She said, you always talking about me. She always. So I was talking to her the other day. And so in the midst of it, she was telling me some things that was going on in there. She was talking about her son and his girlfriend. And then she was talking right, you know, letting me know any and everything. And then she said, well, what you think? I said, I'm not going to tell you what I think, but I can tell you the truth. She said, well, tell me the truth then. You know I'm ready for it. I said, are you sure? I said, because each and everybody that live in your household think that they know it all. So the other person can't tell the other person nothing. I said, y'all been doing this all y'all lives. I said, you did it even before you had Jeremy. I said, now that you didn't have him, she said, because you can't tell him. No, I said, can't tell you nothing either. Can't tell his girlfriend nothing. Can't tell him nothing. Can't tell. I said, so all y'all walking around there mad at one another, and it's affecting y'all social. It's affecting y'all psychological being and the way that you think. Because this is a habitual thing. So that said again, that everybody in the sanctuary, I'm an addict. Everybody is addicted to something. Even if that addiction is to all the time being mad and got you. You could be so addicted to being so withdrawn into when somebody is trying to include you that you still withdraw. You could be so addicted of being by yourself until when you do get around other people, you got your chin in your neck all the time. You know, I mean, think about it. These are all addictions. I'm not just talking about getting high every day. All day. And it, because I used to. I done told y'all the stories. Anything that controls you. You could be in a conversation and one word can be said. Do it trigger something? I gave y'all definitions to this stuff, right? I ain't making this stuff up. I'm finna prove it to you. Let's go to Romans chapter 7. And I'm going to run through this right quick. Because there's some other points that I want y'all to get and understand. The name of the sermon today is Addictions of an Addict. A colon and then acceptance by confessions. We got to first open up our hearts. Get yellow sheets of paper, red pens, and pass them out to everybody in the sanctuary. Even to the kids, because they need to confess some things too. Because I'm an addict. I want everybody to write their name down on the yellow sheet of paper and red, and you with the red pen, I want you to write your name and then write down, I am an addict, and then say, recover me, Lord. And then after you do that, I want everybody to put it in my hand individually. I don't want them to be collected. I want you to put it inside of my hand. Because when we leave here, these prayers is going to be prayed unto the Lord that he may be able to help us not to be what? An addict. Not to be addicted. Not to be all messed up and tied up and all wrapped up inside of our own selves, inside of our own thoughts, doing things our own way. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to get past that hurt. I'm trying, but because that hurt us so deep and cut so deep until we have become addicted to it, until it has altered our behavior. Is it? Write your name down on a sheet of paper, and then confess it. Write your name down and write, I am an addict. And then write, recover me, Lord. Now, being an addict is in any way, form, or fashion. Your thoughts, substances. It could be in your heart. It could be what you say. Let me tell you, I used to cuss so much. Oh, Jesus. Let me tell you something. I used to curse so much. Every word I said, my favorite word was MF. That was my word right there. You hear what I say? I used to say that word so much. Oh my goodness. Every other word. And so when the Lord started dealing with me about that and started showing me some things, and then when I said, yes, Lord, for real, like submitting it all unto the Lord. Now, when you submit yourself under the mighty hand of God, that means you submitting everything unto him. It could be any pain, any shame, it could be anything, something real little and something real simple. It could be a thought. It could be anything. So when I submitted it unto him and he stopped me from cursing, Because one day I was in church, and while we was in church, and I think my daughter had to be maybe in the fifth grade. My daughter 38 now. She had to be maybe in the fifth grade. And so, in the midst of it, I was standing up in church, and I was a Sunday school teacher. Standing up in church, I was a Sunday school teacher for the kids. And so I was talking after Sunday school was over and everything. We standing out talking before we get ready to go in service. And I'm just out there talking to all the people and all the folk who are just because. And I wonder why they just standing there looking at me like they're crazy. I say, what? They was like, Sister Yvette, you need to stop cussing. I said, was I cussing? I'm going to say this to y'all because I said it earlier. We can do stuff so much and for so long until it becomes the norm. It because you could be every time a conversation happened to one, you could be screaming a lot or you get real irritable. And then somebody be like, why don't you stop screaming all the time? You'd be like, I ain't screaming. But it's normal to you because you're addicted to doing it. So I'm not just talking about drugs. I'm not just talking about alcohol and cigarettes and that. You addicted. Let me tell you how that little baby can be addicted at her age. Let me tell you. Now, y'all know when a baby cry, they either wet or they hungry, right? If you holding a baby all the time, I'm just, she addicted to the, did y'all? She said, well, let me go ahead and make her a bottle and give it to her because I know that will shut up. No, because she addicted to her age. She addicted. Because she hold her all the time. I don't know why the Lord showed me that derby just holding that baby all the time. So when she put her down, she gonna cry because she know that that's going to get her what she want. So we train, and I'm going to give it to y'all in scripture. We shape our children to be the way that they are. And then when they become adolescents or adults, like us, everything that we are today, we were shaped into it. By what? What we saw, what we heard, or what we experienced. Isn't it? I'm going to tell y'all the ones that came in kind of late. We always say, it's hard for me to get over that. It's hard for me to forgive. It's hard for me to forget. The Lord said that it's not hard, but it's a choice. You got to choose to forget that thing that happened in the past. You got to choose. How can you forget it and you ain't choose not to? How you can forget it and you keep dwelling on it? Because it's a habit. You addicted to your past so you cannot see or even walk into your future. Because you still addicted to what was said or what was it. Let's go to these childhood hurts from the mama or from the daddy. That thing that was said or done or what wasn't said or wasn't done. You know that girl went hungry. She just wanted you to hold her. She addicted to that. She knew it. That's why she jumped her tail up and grabbed her. She can't even do this without her picking her up. Let her cry. I'm going to tell you what my mama used to tell me. Baby, it ain't doing nothing but making their lungs strong. That's all it's doing. Look, she just is happy. Standing up tall and laid on her. Just flop that head right on her shoulder because she addicted to that shoulder. She addicted. You see, it's easy for us to get addicted to something or somebody or some stuff or our behaviors. They become normal and addictive. Because you get so sick and tired. What's your name, baby? Detroit. You get so sick and tired of people trying to tell you what you don't need to do. Until you don't know what to do. And that thought in your mind has become part of your behavior. Until you, I want to hear it. what? I already know that. I don't need you to tell me. Yeah, you may know it, but have you admitted it? Have you confessed it? Have you just simply accepted that you're an addict? Because you ain't the only addict in here, baby, my man. She an addict. All of us addicts. We addicted to something that we ain't got no business being addicted to. That, come on, y'all. Let's go to the book. Romans 7. I done gave y'all the highlights, right? Romans 7. We're going to start at verse 7. And I'm going to read it real quick. What shall we say then? It's the law of sin. God forbid, nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion, what is occasion? It's a state of affairs that provides ground or reason. So what is it? We always got an excuse for our addiction. Let me tell y'all what mine was when I used to smoke weed. This is what mine was. It took occasion in me. So this is what I used to say all the time. I had a reason for it. I got a reason for it. Because if I don't, I've been cracked people head to the white meat. I need a cigarette and a joint. Because if I don't calm my nerve, this is what I used to say, it's going to be hell to tell the cow. That it took occasion to me. I made an excuse to get high to keep me from doing what I wanted to do, and that's fight folk. They cuss folk out. The MF word, baby. It was so normal to me. I'm talking about you, I ain't talking about nobody else. I know how to confess and tell all my business. I'm good with it. Because guess what? It's my way to what? Recovery. I'm not going to allow myself to be bound to that thing. I'm not going to allow absolutely nothing to have that much control over me. Did you hear what I say? Baby, I used to chew so much cocaine too. When I bent my head, my nose would start bleeding. I used to have to pack my nose when I went to the laundromat because if I bent over to get the clothes, my nose bleeding. It had occasion over me. I had a reason for doing it. Because I liked the way it made me feel. That was my reason. And guess what else? I'm grown and I can do what I want to do. See? That sin had occasion on me. Because it was affecting my body. It was affecting my mind. It was altering my behavior. I'm finna prove it. Listen, the book is the truth. Look. He said, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. So my mom and them, they used to tell me what I was and what I was doing and how I was doing it. You thought I wanted to hear that? Baby, it altered my behavior. I gave y'all, I was addicted to it. It was an addiction for me, and I gave y'all the definition. What is an addiction? It's a compulsive, chronic, physiological, or psychological need for a habit-forming substance, behavior, or activity having harmful physical, psychological, or social effect. I could not communicate with nobody like I should have communicated with it because guess what? It offended me that I feel like I got to defend myself because you trying to tell me that I'm an addict when I'm not. I'm just getting high. How about that? Say, I'm an addict. Seriously. And that's just an example in drugs. What about defending yourself to people? Because you always doing it. Or we'll say this. Let me tell you how else we are addicted to our thoughts. Let's do it. Something happening, keep happening, all the time happening, but it's happening with different people. That always happened to me. So you addicted to that. You addicted to what you saying in your mind. That always happened to me. No, don't you see what God is trying to show you? That there is a choice to what we should be addicted to. Let me prove it. I'm fit to prove it, baby. Verse 8. But sin taking occasion, by the commandment, wrote in me all manner of concupiscence. Now, what is wrote? It's to work into shape by artistry of faith. I gave y'all a definition. I know I get ahead of myself before I get to reading the scripture, but I gave y'all the definition with the baby. She wrote in that baby, and she's shaping that baby. She's making that baby the way that that baby gonna be. So guess what? Even though that baby is being shaped right now, and the older she get, and when she starts socializing with more people and older people and all that, guess what she shaped her into being? Say clingy.
Clingy.
Say, is y'all getting it? I don't want to lose nobody. I want us to be able to recognize our addictions. Our addictions. So my grandfather, my father died when I was young, okay? But my grandfather is who spoiled me and gave me everything that I wanted. It wasn't my mama. It wasn't none of the women. And you know, it was my grandfather. So my grandfather shaped me for what I am today. But God showed me that disappointment, my other grandson gave me that word. Disappointment is gonna come if I expect too much out of a, say, male factor. Because my granddaddy taught me how a man supposed to treat me. Open up my doors and be kind. And I saw how he treated my grandmama, because that's who raised me. My grandparents, my mom was there, but she worked all the time. So I got my attention from my granddaddy. So not only did I get my attention from my granddaddy, and he did not make me clingy, but he taught me and shaped me, wrote the work inside of me, anointed. This is what a man is supposed to do. And when they don't, like my grandson say, I get disappointed. Why? Because I'm addicted to, come on somebody. Is y'all following me? I want y'all to, but the Lord had to do some recovery inside of me. So I won't keep getting hurt. I won't keep getting disappointed. Or I won't expect so much out of people and put so many conditions on them. He had to show me that I am that man. So it's okay with me. If a man's that you can't, God give me anything I want. You sure can't compete with him, bruh. So it causes men to be intimidated. It causes men to feel some type of way. So let me give y'all an example. So maybe about 6 years ago, I said, I want me another car. I want me to, the guy said, okay, we'll get you another car, but let's wait until then. And wait until sister. And so I looked, I said, why I gotta wait? Now mind you, because I'm already addicted to getting what I want, I said, okay. And so I went to God. I said, Lord, I already so. And so maybe about a month and a half went by. And then the Lord said, go and get you a car. So I went and got me a car. And so the guy said, who car is that in the driveway? I say, mine. He said, oh, you went and got a car? I say, nope, the Lord told me to go get it. I just was obedient to the Lord. Oh, you just couldn't wait. I say, if God say do it, baby, I'ma do it. I ain't got to wait. And then, well, how much is the car note? I say, it's covered. And then so that's when you don't never ask for nothing. You don't let me do this. And you don't let, I say, because I don't need you for absolutely anything. Because I ain't having sex without being married. So I don't need you for that. God give me any and everything that I want. And he meant, the Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from where above, and he has no sorrow. So you ain't got to worry about the car note. I'm gonna say this again. It's covered. You understand what I'm saying? So it intimidates men that approach me or come in my life or want to be, because I don't need, the Bible says that it ain't good that men should be alone. He said nothing about a woman. Did y'all, did that trigger something to somebody? He said, because men need to help me. So the Lord placed me in his life to help him see what he needed when he thought that somebody else needed him. He needed the help. Are y'all getting it? But because he was so addicted to what he was wrote in or shaped in, he could not see or accept what was true. I'm your help meeting, not mine. Ain't that the book? The Bible says that when a man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from God and man. Now that's what the Bible, they don't give the whole scripture. Just like this scripture in the Bible, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Do they get the rest of it? It's not a whole nother scripture, it's in that same scripture. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me, I shall confound it. And it's one more thing that he's saying there, because of the righteousness that's inside of me, from who? The Lord. They ain't putting that on get whole scripture. They shortchange us. Well, they ain't shortchanging me, because I'm reading that book for myself. I'm going to read that thing for myself, baby, because I want it all. I want everything that God has for me that I can obtain in this life, that I won't be addicted. In other words, won't nothing have control over me like that. So my mama used to tell me the same thing. You need to stop getting high all the time. You need to stop. I said, nah. My daughter had to be maybe about one. I said, you know what? Baby, I got so high one day. Listen to me. Oh, Jesus. I had got so high one day until it felt like my lips were doing it. I sat there in that chair. I say, I don't want no more. I don't want no more. I'm tired of getting high. I got y'all ain't good.
What God?
At that
moment, baby. No, I want sanctified. I was high.
Came to yourself.
I got tired of getting high. I said that. I said I don't want. I'm not throwing that mess on the floor. My baby was sitting up there like, all that money, I said, I'm sorry, y'all think I'm kidding. I wouldn't stand in the house of the Lord and I ain't got no reason to lie. I said, I'm tired of getting out. I said, get it out and don't bring no more in. Now, why would I say that? Because I was my daughter's father was the second biggest dope dealer in Michigan. I got it free. I got tired of getting high. Baby, I took my shaky lip. After I got up off that table, he over there trying to sweep it up. Because I got tired of it. You ain't cooking it in my kitchen no more. You ain't bringing it in here. I'm going to call the police on you myself. Because I'm tired of getting high. I don't want to get high no more. I sat down. This was before I even had any kids. Did I say I was only 20 years old? I was only 20. Baby, by the time I was 18, I was an alcoholic. I used to carry a bottle of Southern Comfort in my purse. And I drank it from the head, baby. And I would squeeze some lime juice in my mouth. I was alcoholic. That's alcoholic. Did you hear me? And in the midst of that, I was doing my thing. I got tired of getting high. And so in the midst, I sat on that couch, I'm telling you, with my shaky lips. And I looked up and I said, Lord, I'm tired of getting high. Help me. You know, he helped me. The only thing I heard him say, because he's been talking to me since I've been 8. I just been doing what I want to do. Now, how about that? He say, choose. That's what he said this morning. He said, choose. It was not hard for me to stop doing something that I had been doing since I was 14 years old. Are y'all paying attention to me? Because I was shaped in it, because of what I saw, because of what I was raised around, because of what I did, and I had access to it. Free! Say free.
Free.
That's the worst. Did you hear what I say? The worst. So, in the midst of me freely doing what I freely want to do, from the free stuff, I was freely addicted. And I was an addict. But you could not tell me that. Because I ain't out here tonight. My mama looked at me and she said, you is an addict, you're just functional. Baby, that's the worst. Did you hear what I say? I'm functional, so I'm not admitting anything. Baby, my mama looked at me and she said these words here. She said, don't ever let nothing have that much control over you. When I said I was tired of getting high, baby, I ain't go to no A-N-A-A-A, no A, don't. I just stopped. That does not mean I did not desire it or I didn't want it. I don't preach my whole scriptures. Let's go to the book. I'm finna prove. What shall we say then? Is law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. But sin taking occasion by the commandment wrote in me all manner of concupiscence. And what is that? That's a strong desire for something. Listen, for without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive. Look, without the law, if God had not told us what we was doing, then we would not have known we was doing. So therefore, it wasn't no wrongdoing, in other words, right? Without the law, sin was dead. So there was no wrongdoing. Listen to this. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, what was the commandment? He taught us all these things that we may be able to have life. B-I-B-L-E, better instructions before leaving earth. Listen to me when I sit up and tell you. Jesus came to fulfill all these laws. You understand what I'm saying? Because he knew we weren't going to be able to keep them. Why did he know that we weren't going to be able? Because as we say, it was hard. No, because we did not want to choose. Why we want to choose? I'm finna prove it to you. Because of this thing right here. Because of our desires. Because of what we want. Because of what we don't want to be without. Because of our addictions. Our addictions. Listen to this. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin taken occasion by the commandment deceived me, and by it slew me. So I can be addicted to thinking one type of way, and that, what way is that? Leaning to my own understanding. I can be so addicted to leaning to my own understanding, and so if you come to me with a clear understanding, I still can't comprehend it, because my addiction is my way. I believe what I believe. I understand the way I understand it. What you're saying is just no, could I, So I can't accept it and I can't receive it, because I'm addicted to my understanding. Now, if you're addicted to leaning to your own understanding, it's going to be evident, right? Why? Because he written, lean not to your own understanding. Then there's another scripture that say, the ways of a man may seemeth right unto him, but it leads into death and destruction. See, you tell me this book ain't trying to help us to see our addictions within the inside. He ain't just talking about getting high. He's talking about our behavior. He talking about what we accept. We could be so addicted to accepting certain other things until we can't receive the right thing. Come on, somebody. Let's go back to the book. Wherefore the law is holy and the commandment holy and just and good. Was then that which is good made deaf unto me? Was it? Yes, it was when you see it. Or when you kept doing that thing that you were so addictive to. Because what do he say? He say you could get angry but sin not. Don't you know anger causes you to sin? Forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. What is that trespass? Whatever they did to hurt you, to make you feel some type of way. And that thing could lead you into evil. Think evil or even reacting on evil. But deliver us from evil. I don't want to be led into that thing that's tempting me for to do that thing or to act that way. I don't want my behavior to alter all because of my addiction. So, Lord, I need you to lead me not into temptation. And deliver me. Deliver me. He said deliver them. Deliver me. Is that not confessing that it's some kind of addiction going on inside of you? Is that not a confessing? I'm just trying to make it plain today, y'all. For real, for real. Because we a mess. Was in that which is good made death unto me? God forbid, but sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good. That sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. We make up excuses for what we doing because we think that we doing something right. Oh, wait a minute. I'm protecting myself. Then we building up these walls, brick by brick, mortar by mortar. Now we in a fortress. Now we out here. We scoping to make sure. Come on, we doing too much. Why? Because of our own addictions that's in the inside of us. These addictions that we have been practicing for so many years, for so long, until it became so normal that we cannot stop doing it to simply be free. I want to be free. I want to be free. I don't want to just be free for the moment. Or just in this conversation, I'm free. No, and then the next conversation, I'm right back. Abusing my addictions. Because that's what we do. That's what we do. That's exactly what we do. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. What do carnal mean? Carnal is having to do with life on earth, especially as opposed to that in heaven. Other relating to the human body, pleasing to the physical. We so carnal minded, let me put it in layman terms. We are such a visual nation until we cannot see or accept anything spiritual because of what we see, because of what we hear. That provokes our desires. Our desires activates our addictions. Our addictions causes us to what? Sin. Did y'all get that? I hope y'all understood what I just said. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. How many times y'all done heard me say this several times? An addict don't want to be an addict. They hate it. And I know. A dope fiend don't want to be a dope fiend. An alcoholic don't want to. A person that's mean and evil don't want to. A person that's dissident, they really don't want to be that. But why is they doing it? Because that thing that they desire to do, they do not. Why? If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Because we think we're protecting ourselves. Remember, I just told y'all, brick by brick, mortar by mortar, than fortresses. That now then, is it no more that I that do it, but sin that dwell in me? Now, who gonna actually sit up here and confess their foolishness besides he that? Who? Who is gonna admit my name is that and I'm an addict? You see what I'm saying? We got to accept it and confess it. It's okay to confess it. I had no shame, embarrassment, fear, hesitation, or doubt, and most definitely no karma. You cannot be recovered worrying about what other people think about you because of your addiction. I wouldn't give a rat's tail what it is until you come to a place to accept that you are just that, or you think just that, or you do just that. Then, baby, it's always going to be, as we say, hard. No, make it a choice to confess it. Accept it. It's okay to accept it. Because if you accept it, then you well on your way to recovery, and they still in that place of bondage. I'm proving it. I'm proving it. Through the word. I can't make this stuff up, y'all. Now there is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, this shell that we carry in, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, so I desire to do it. It's in my heart to do it, and even in my thoughts to do it. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. And that's why we say it's hard for me to stop. It's hard for me to get over it. The Bible just said it. He said, I can't even find out how to perform that thing. I don't even know how to perform. I don't even know how to walk away from it. I'm so addicted to it. I don't even know how to shut my mouth. I'm so addicted to running. Seriously. I don't even know how to not defend myself. Because I'm so addicted to offending myself. The Bible says you don't have to, because he's your defender. You ain't got to prove nothing to nobody, because the Bible says that Jesus justified you when he died, you died. That means in your flesh. We doing too much. I'm an addict. That's it. We addicted to all these things. Our thoughts make us, because of what we experience, we addicted to our own thoughts. Until we even get to thinking that we crazy. Or because somebody else said we crazy. We addicted to hearing them saying it. So we don't. Come on. I'm just saying. Listen to this. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, the will of no good thing, for to will is present with me. I want to do it. But how to perform that which is good, I find I can't do it. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. So you're going to react on that thing that you don't want to do. You know what? I got to learn how to be, because the Bible tells us to be slow to speak and willing to hear. I got to learn how to close my mouth. But they keep talking and they keep saying this and they keep triggering. So it's something going on down in the inside of you. Do not accuse nobody. Don't point the finger at nobody. Don't try to say that is your occasion, that this is your reason, in other words, for doing this or saying this. Or because, no, it's something in you, baby. It's that evil in you. It ain't got nothing to do with them. Because the Bible says, confess your faults one to another. Then pray for one another that you may be healed. For the official firm prayer of a righteous man availeth much. What do we say about it? Confess your faults one to another. I'm not going to come to you and I'm going to tell you, you know what? I'm going to confess my fault to you, but I did that because you did that. That's not confessing. That's accusing you and blaming you. That's what I'm doing. But I'm going to come to you and I'm going to tell you, please forgive me for calling you that, or doing this to you, or saying that to you, such. That's going to open up their heart for them to start confessing. Well, you know what? I'm sorry for saying that too. I shouldn't have said that and such. So now you're in your right mind. Listen to this. Confess your faults one to another and then pray for one another that you may be healed. For the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. So now it don't mean that I'm right or you right. It means that we got the right kind of thoughts towards one another. We got the right kind of heart towards one another. Because we have confessed our faults individually, not accusing, pointing finger, wagging the head, but we confess our faults individually, which has triggered some things that we may be healed from this thing. We won't be addicted to what was said. We won't be addicted to what was done or how often it was. Is y'all following me? It's easier said than done, right? It's hard. Ain't that what we say? I just read it. It's hard for us to perform that thing because we can't do it because, that just cut to the core. Yeah, but the one thing God said to me this morning, he said, tell him, I said, you have to choose to. Yeah, it's hard for you not to do it, but you got to choose not to do it. You got to choose not to say it. You got to choose not to behave like that. You got to choose. It's all in the choice. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that which I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwell in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. I just said that. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. So yes, your heart want to do right. Listen to this. But I see another law in my members, which is your body, warring against the law of your mind. I told y'all about this right here. Them thoughts up in that mind and bringing me into what? Captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So it is not you, but it is your flesh. It is your thoughts. These thoughts inside of us will make us be so addicted to defending ourselves or saying certain other things or acting a certain type of way that you have to make that choice or not to do it. It's hard to get over it, yeah, but you got to choose to get over it. Is y'all getting that? It's all a choice. Yes, it hurt and it stung. Baby, I could tell y'all so many different stories that people hurt me or they did things to me, all manner of evil against me. I chose not to retaliate. Am I choosing it? I said, Lord, deliver me from evil. Not them. Let them be all evil all they want to. But deliver me from evil. For thine is the kingdom. All this belongs to you. And the power. You got the power in your hand. And the glory. You see what I'm saying? So is we really trying to make ourselves to be bigger than what we should? Because pay attention to it. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. That's the choice right there. Then deliver me. So you letting him know, not only am I choosing not to do it, but I need your help to help me not to do it. Deliver me from evil. What I just read, evil is always present. We're going to premeditate. We're going to try to figure out. We want to do that. Get back. Yes. But what he say, don't have a grudging heart towards one another. So that means you got to let some stuff go today. Yellow sheets of paper, red pen. Start writing down that stuff you know you need to let go. Start letting the write down them people name and that. You ain't got to write down the situation, but write down that name that you need the Lord to help you to forgive. Deliver me from evil. Deliver me from what this one. Deliver me from being an addict. Write your name down. I am an addict. Lord, recover me. Because we need some help. We need God to help us to pull down all these walls. Because we are in territories that will cause us to go. And this is what the enemy wants us to be. He don't want us to see the light. Do you think he wanted me to come in here and preach this today to us? That we may be able to see that we are all. The Lord told me this morning. I was like, Lord, I don't even know what you want me to preach. So I'm in the shower. He said, y'all addicts. I say, addicts? I don't even do drugs no more, God. He said, you still an addict? And then he got to breaking it down to me. Now, mind you, I read it. I was thinking carnally. I wasn't thinking spiritual. My carnality, which is my body, my life, my human form. That's what I was thinking about. Lord, I don't do drugs no more. You still a drug addict. Because you dragging that pain. You dragging that hurt. You dragging that past thing. So we drug addicts. Look, write your name and say, I'm a drug addict. Lord, deliver me from being a drug addict. I'm not going to drag that pain. I ain't going to drag that past. I ain't going to drag that hurt. I ain't going to drag that revenge. I ain't going to drag. We need to stop being dope fiends. We But he said we can choose not to fiend for it. We can choose that. Baby, people done us so bad or did somebody until we hate them. I fiend to hate the folk. I didn't. But I choose not to hate and I choose to love. Because what did he say? What did he say? He said, pray for your enemies. He said, bless them and curse them not. You want to bless somebody to hate God? Lord, deliver me from evil, Jesus. That's all we could pray. Because yes, it's hard. We drug addicts. We drag stuff along, says the Lord of hosts. Something that we can't get over our past because we're still in the past because we're addicted to the past and we're addicted to that hurt. That addiction is what is dwelling inside of our mind that causes our behavior to be altered. Not just because of that person or towards that person, but towards any and everything else. It prevents us from receiving what God has for us. Because we're still back there because we're addicted to it. I ain't addicted to that. I don't want that. Why you still thinking on it then? Dope fiend. Drug addict. You still dragging that along talking about I ain't addicted. Yes, you is. You got to confess it. You got to accept that you is. I mean, we do. I'm serious. It is just what it is. What she said? It is what it is. It is what it is. We drug addicts. Because we drag stuff along with us and we are addicted to stuff. We are addicted to it. Naturally as well as spiritually. And the only thing we can do is accept it and confess it. Ask God to help us to recover from it. That's it. That's it. Yes, and it's easy to do. When you submit it all to the Lord, that's why I be having y'all to write this stuff down. I don't want y'all to leave out the same way that you came. I don't want you to have the same perspective when you leave out of here. I don't want you to react the same way you've been reacting because that's an addict move, baby. That's the kind of move that makes you irritable. What did it say about addictions? It makes you irritable. Change your behavior, your social skills. We can't socialize right. Is y'all getting it? I want us all write down all this stuff. We don't want to keep holding on to this mess. We want to tear down all these walls, brick by brick, mortar by mortar. Everything. After y'all write these things down, bring them to the altar and start praying for yourself. Stay on the altar. Don't worry about what nobody else doing or who putting what in it. Because guess what? We are addicts. Write that thing down. I got to write mine down too. The first thing that he said, I am an addict. Lord, help me recover. The next thing he had us to say, I am a drug addict. Lord, help me recover. And what do he mean by that? Naturally as well as spiritually. Because naturally we use these things for to keep ourselves calm, we think. Spiritually, we dragging stuff along. Write them down, please. Put this stuff on the altar. Was right. write these things down. I want to share something with you guys, what the Lord has just showed me. So in the midst of it, the Lord started showing me David and how he had faced that giant. In the midst of it, he was showing me how the people in the army, they were standing around and they was addicted to fear. Everybody was addicted to fear. They was addicted to fear because they did not want to face it. It's a lot of times that we don't want to face some things. It's a lot of times that we don't want to acknowledge, admit, or even confess some things. It's a lot of times that we just don't want to do it because we don't want nobody to look at us a certain kind of way, or nobody to say this about us, or nobody to think this about us. So we have a tendency of even causing our own selves to become an addict too. We have to face these things. We have to release these things. We got to let go of these things. We got to put these things down at the foot of the Lord. It's a lot of things that we have down in inside of our hearts that we have not even told anybody about. You're the only one that remember. Y'all can't find them. You can't find it. So let me tell y'all what to write. The other stuff y'all gonna put on the altar, but this is what you're gonna put in my hand. You're gonna write your name. I am an addict. Lord, recover me. And then you're going to put that in my hand. The people in the folk, we got to follow instructions. We so addicted to doing what we want to do. I did. You got to pay attention. Listen, I accept that. Listen. I accept that, and I'm confessing that I did. We got to get in a place to accept some things. Why? I'm so addicted to throwing my stuff on the altar until I drug myself over there. And I was like, boom. I'm addicted to it. We ain't doing that today because it's not the norm, is it? It ain't because we don't know what God gonna do. Now I got to write mine down again too, because I didn't say that y'all did. But guess what? I accept it as being true. I confess it, and I'm facing my foolishness.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Every child in the sanctuary, get on y'all knees. Did y'all kids write it down? Y'all wrote your name, and then you wrote, I am an addict. Lord, recover me. Give it here. Get folded up and give it here. The other two, okay. You did too, baby. Y'all give it to me. Eric, did you write yours down? Write your name and then write, I am an addict. Lord, recover me, because you know you addicted to pop. You get what you want. And your mom addicted to giving it to you, to shut you up. She just be wanting to share
it with
me. That's right. Deliver me from the evil. We don't want to allow our kids to fall victim. We got to stop writing them works in our kids. I mean, seriously. Y'all write down all that stuff. You wrote it down, baby. Give it here. We built up all these walls. I want everybody on the sanctuary, please close your eyes and start praying for yourself. That the Lord will do some things for you. Because whatever he's doing, we don't want him to do it without us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in this sanctuary, Lord. Fold it up. And come back. Fold it up. Thank you, precious. Dear God in heaven, we come to you. Y'all hear her? She said, I surrender all. Is you surrendering it all to the Lord today? Let's surrender it all to the Lord today, because these prayers is in my hand. I'm offering them up to him, that he may be able to do a new work in us. We won't be drug addicts. We won't be dope fiends. We won't be none of that stuff. Dear God in heaven, we come to you first of all thanking you, Lord. We thank you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your word. We thank you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for opening up the revelations that we may be able to see our own selves as being addicts, Lord. Lord, we don't want to be addicts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, but we want to be pleasing in your sight. But we need you to help us on today and deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Father God, from that temptation, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to go into that place of thinking and believing, Father God, that be called it or shot naha. Oh, God, that it got to be done, God. We don't have to defend ourselves, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you said that you're our defender, you are our buckler, you are our shield, and you are our bulwark. You, Father God, in the name of Jesus, he called it all, go shut now. We do not have to have a master plan, a thinker no plan, God, because you are the master with all the plan. So, Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even in our minds. Help us in our minds, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I offer you these prayers, God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in our very thoughts, Lord. Let us not continue to walk around, Father God, in the name of Jesus, thinking and believing that this thing has to be this way or this thing got to be that way, Father God, because we're so used to it going another way. Lord, help us to realize, Father God, that these things are not normal, Lord. We do not want to be addicted to all this stuff, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because being addicted to these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, it causes us to go into a place, Father God, of behaving or even not being able to be sociable with one another. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I anoint your people, God. I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will help them to even recognize some things that's even going on in the inside of their own hearts and even in inside of their own minds, God. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to constantly be repetitive in these acts of doing these things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that's causing us to go into that place and to do this thing, Father God. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to even give us a heart of acceptance, God, that we will go into a place, Father God, and even confessing. Lord, help us to confess these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, without any shame, embarrassment, fear, hesitation, or even doubt. Lord, I'm asking you to move some things out the way, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because these things easily besets us. Lord, whatever you're doing, we don't want you to do it without us, Father God, because you have already made us a promise, God. You say that you are going to perform that work that you have done down in the inside of us, Lord. I'm asking you to continue to perform that work, Father God, that you have already begun down inside of us, Lord, that we will not forfeit our inheritance in you. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will cover us and even comfort us. I'm asking you to comfort us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not have to dwell on that past. I'm asking you to complete us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not walk around feeling like we are empty. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would even help us, Father God, that we would know, Lord, that you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, to touch each and every last one of us individually, because you know what each and every last one of us need, God. You know what we need, and you know even what we don't need. Whatever it is that we don't need, God, I'm asking you to sever it from our lives, our hearts, and even our minds. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to regulate our thoughts. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to regulate our behavior. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to regulate our actions and even our reactions. But we need you on today, Father God. We need you to consider each and every prayer that's on the altar, God. It's some things that's hidden down in the inside of our hearts, God, that we have not even confessed. There's some things sitting down in the inside of our hearts, Father God, that we shall not, have not, or will not even admit. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today. Give us a heart of absolutions and even forgiveness on today, God. As you teach us, Father God, how to live better with one another. As you teach us, Lord, how to love one another out of a pure heart. I'm asking you to move some things out of our way, God. Move it out of our way, Father God, that we won't continue to be drug addicts. We don't want to drag it alone. Help us not to be addicted to these things. We don't want to continue not to be pleasing in your sight. Oh God, but we want you to make us over. Make us over on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be able to face you without a spot or a wrinkle. Oh God, I'm asking you to shake up some things inside of our mind, God, that we will not even lean to our own understanding. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be free simply from our own selves. Oh God, help us on today, Father God, that we may be holy. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to get past the past, God. Oh God, we don't want to stay in the past. We don't want to keep dragging and drugging ourselves with the past, God. But we want to be free from it. Recover us on today, God, because this time we want to get it right. This time we want to do better. This time, Lord, we want to be able to accept some things. Help us to accept some things, Lord. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us on today, to simply let go of some things. Help us on today, Father God, to let some things go. Oh God, you know any and everything, Lord, in the name of Jesus that's going on in this, your daughter's heart. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will remove any hurting and pain, Father. I'm asking you to remove any discrepancies, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that may cause her to go into their faith, Father, Flavio Corsia, or Revivio Corsia, I get a local shot. Oh God, I'm asking you right now to help this your daughter on today. The Lord says, God,
it's me. I don't care about you. I want to
today. Just say to yourself, say real loud, it's all over.
It's all over.
It's all over.
It's all over.
For real, for real. Today is the day of redemption. You ain't a drug addict no more. Say, I ain't a drug addict no more. I'm getting free. I ain't finna drag nothing else. I ain't dragging nothing else with me. I'm taking nothing from my past into my future. That's it. Come on, y'all. One more time. I'm taking nothing from my past into my future. Nothing. None of the stuff, none of the doubt, none of the shame, none of the fear, none of the hurt, none of the pain, none of the tears, none. I'm taking nothing from my past into my future. We got to choose to. Father God, help us to make the right choice, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not dwell on these things that causes us to be hindered or ensnared in our mind. He say ensnared. Lord, we don't want to be ensnared in our mind. Help us to be free from these things, Father God, as we have offered them unto you, God. We release any and everything right now that we will never, ever be bound again. It will never have that much control over. Don't y'all let folk, people, and stuff have that much control over you. Thank you, Jesus, for the peace.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for the assurance. The Lord say, yeah, he has given you some assurance on today. Assurance in God means insurance in life.
Oh, yes.
Did y'all hear that? You know you always get something back from insurance, right?
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Insurance is what covers you, right? Assurance in God gives you insurance in this life. Don't y'all ever forget that. That means you covered. That means you ain't got to worry if somebody bump into you, because you covered from what? All damages. If somebody offends you, you covered from all damages. It's not going to damage you. Because you covered. We're not letting nothing else damage us. Because we're not going to be addicts to nothing. The only thing I want to be addicted to is love. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that song, Addicted to Love? Yeah, I know you. Addicted to Love. It was a song. Father God, even Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we accept your word on today, Father God, I'm asking you to help it to resonate in our hearts. Remove the hardness of the heart. Give us a heart of flesh, Lord, that it will stimulate some things, change some things, and simply rearrange some things. I ask you to do it for each and every last one of us individually. You know us name by name. You even number the hairs on our head, God. I'm asking you to do it even now, Lord, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Look, there it is. I didn't even have to say, let's give God a hand clap of praise. You guys may be seated if you want to. I pray to God that it was something said on today that can help us to continue to press and continue to move on. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to play this song real quick. Don't play this song right quick. Lord, deliver us from people, folk, and foolishness. Right. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. I pray to God it was something that was said today that can help us to continue to press, continue to move on, that we may be able to understand what the Lord is trying to tell us about us. As an individual, because we're so quick to accuse and point the finger. We're talking about as an individual. I thank God for the individuality. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering, you guys. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to be all right, y'all. We're going to get it, ain't we? We're not going to let nothing have that much control over us. Or nobody. How about that? Nothing or nobody. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. The Lord want me to read Malachi to you guys on tonight. Today. This afternoon. This morning. Thank you, Jesus. Because we always doing what we want.